have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advice for Life with Lynn. I'm so grateful you're here today. Today's issue is mom guilt. It's a real thing. There's also dad guilt, too. I don't want to leave you guys out, too. Let's spread the guilt. Recently, I was at an event for one of my dearest friends and numerous other people in television. They received this Lifetime Achievement Award, and it's basically an acknowledgement for men and women who have contributed remarkably to local television in the same market for a minimum of 25 years. So it's a really big deal. And not everybody gets this award. Not everybody makes it to 25 years in one market. Not everybody does an incredible job at their job. So to receive it, you've had to really have earned it. And chances are these people made quite a few sacrifices in their career, well, in their lives for their career, as many successful people do. And they put in many, many hours and they had many challenges, but they thrive for the love of the job. That's my overall sense of really any lifetime achievement or any award. But while I was at this award ceremony, I noticed with every acceptance speech from the people with children, with families, especially the women, there was an apology to the children. There was, you know, a lot of these people have, you know, young adult children. There was the, I'm sorry, kids, I wasn't at every Little League game. I'm sorry I wasn't at every after school event or recital. Or there was also, I'm sorry I had to work, you know, during a hurricane. We live in South Florida, of course, there are hurricanes nearly every season. And then I remembered, I'm like, oh, I'm making this observation. Wow, these poor women feel so guilty still, even after all their success, and their children have been successful, no doubt, doing good things right now. I then remembered I received the same award last year, and I also, well, I didn't apologize to my kids, but I thanked them for enduring. I remember thanking them for enduring me working the night shift for years and working holidays, because frankly, that's just part of the job. It's part of television. It's just like if you're a first responder, you work holidays, period, the end. And, but when I was giving my speech last year, I was recalling under my gratitude, I had a tinge of mom guilt. And that's what I was picking up on these people receiving their awards in their speeches. This guilt, as I said earlier, seems to be more prevalent in women. Huh. Right? What do you think about that? Well, I thought about a couple of things and I felt a lot of things. And the first thing I felt was I felt sad. You know, I've learned in years of study that when we have a feeling, usually we think we're sad for somebody else. It's really about us first. The feeling comes from us first and then it spreads to others. So I felt sad. I felt sad for the Lynn, the mom, and all the other moms who are doing their absolute best. I felt sad that I didn't realize. At first I felt like, oh, I feel sad because I wasn't there. No. I felt sad because I didn't realize when my kids were little that I missed the events the stay-at-home moms did. And I felt really guilty then about it. And I remember my good friend Megan Palmer. She's still my dearest friend today. She once asked me back in the day when my kids were little, if she could take my then 4-year-old daughter and 6-year-old son to the ballet. It was a Friday night. And I remember I was working nights, which means I was working till 11:30 PM. And I said, sure, that would be really nice. What a thoughtful and nice thing for my friend to do. But when I went back to work while she was taking them to the ballet, and I just felt like a piece of shit. I felt so guilty. I'm like, what am I doing? Megan texted me this really cute picture of my daughter sitting on her lap. She was wearing like this little cardigan. She was smiling ear to ear. And Megan only has, she has sons. So it was like, she loved having a little girl. And plus she's such a great person. And I felt both grateful that my friend was giving my daughter and my son a beautiful experience. And I also felt mad at myself for not being the one who could take her to that ballet. 17 years later, by the way, we both still have that picture. Sometimes it pops up in our phones and we're like, oh, it makes us feel so good and gooey. So it's a great memory. But in the moment, I felt not good enough. And in the years that would follow, I would feel like a not good enough mom from time to time, as many of you listening may be able to relate. And my daughter would express from time to time her own disdain for my job and my work hours. She was young, to the point where she made this necklace for me out of construction paper and yarn. And it said in red letters on white paper, "Just say no." She layered it, actually. It was like red and white construction paper. "Just say no to working nights." So when my schedule would change and I have to work nights, she would bring me the "just say no" necklace. And she would say, "Just say no, mommy." And eventually I said to her in a defensive tone, okay, how about mommy doesn't work? Okay, would you like that? A moment I wasn't really proud of, but you know, I'm human. Eventually I said to her in this defensive tone, you know, how do I don't work, and we can sell the house and we can live in an apartment and we can move from your friends and you can share a room with your brother. Does that sound good? Okay. Which is true. Those were some facts of what could happen. And she said she didn't like the idea. But I was defensive because I felt guilty and not good enough. So the question is, how can moms and some dads handle this guilt? What do we do with it? How can we handle the feeling of not doing enough or not being enough? Honestly, I know this is a podcast where I usually have answers, or somebody has an answer. I don't really think I have an answer. I mean, I was looking at these accomplished women in this awards ceremony in television at the end-ish of their accomplished careers, and they were still apologizing, and they had great kids that they raised. So I think maybe the answer might be, how do we deal with the parent guilt? Recognize the feeling of guilt. That's always got to recognize it first. And recognize that it's really us feeling not good enough. Two, be nice to yourself with the feeling. Like, don't be so like, oh my God, I'm feeling guilty again. Just like, yeah, there it is. I'm feeling, you know, I see I have some guilt, some lingering guilt. And remind yourself it's okay to have this common feeling. But it's actually not necessarily a feeling. I think the key might be to recognize at the end, I didn't mean to say that. It is a feeling. It's also a thought. The thought is I'm not good enough, which leads to the bad feeling. But I also think the key might be then to recognize all the good that we're bringing to our children by being a working mom who is doing her best. Most parents, working or not, most parents are doing their best. Now, your best today may not be the best tomorrow, but we're doing our best. And maybe we take a cue from, you know, I love these ceremonies. We take a cue from these award ceremonies and the speeches from the recipients, because it's kind of a wrap up of their lives, a chance for them to summarize their lives in 3 minutes. I wish that for every one of us. I think another solution could be once a year, doesn't have to be New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, just once a year, we should all write a 3-minute speech about 6 things. What we've done right. What we're proud of, challenges we've walked through, what we respect about ourselves, and what we want for ourselves. So if you're driving, you can't remember those 6 things, basically write down what you've done right and what you're doing right. Like good things, like be your own cheerleader. I want us to cheerlead ourselves. I want us to validate how challenging parenting is. I don't care how many classes you've taken. I don't care. It's challenging. You don't know what you're in for until you're in for it. And how challenging it is to do better at parenting than our previous generations. I want us to acknowledge that we truly are doing the best we can. And I bet if we asked our grown children to give us a report card, most of us, we would get an A+ or maybe an A-. I'll take the minus. By the way, my daughter and son grew up. Ish, you know, they're early 20s. And today my daughter calls me her best, hardworking, loving role model. In more or less words, she writes me the sweetest hand cards. Like, she doesn't buy a card, she writes her feelings. So maybe I did something right. We have an amazing connection. Same with my son. An amazing connection, a great kid. So here's to all the working and stay-at-home moms and dads out there kicking ass every day. Give ourselves a hug and a round of applause and a Lifetime Achievement Award for doing our very best. Thanks for listening. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn. Kick ass. Or keep kicking ass.